Blake, fun fact. August is the month with the highest birth rate in the U.S., so do you know what that means for right now?
Well, having a child born in that time frame, I don't even really have to do the math. I think it means a lot of people are just now finding out they're pregnant.
That's right. And when I hear pregnancy, I think healthcare, because we know from decades of research that prenatal care can make a huge difference for the long-term health of both mom and baby.
I don't think I appreciated just how much prenatal care mattered until my own little ones were on the way.
I remember going in for regular checkups when I was pregnant with my daughter Lily 9 years ago. I always felt better seeing the doctor, but to be honest, I struggled to pay our medical bills. I had a job, but didn't make a lot of money at the time. And I wish I had known back then that Medicaid might have been an option. Every state has a program to get pregnant moms with low incomes coverage through Medicaid.
Well, there's actually research that suggests not everyone who qualifies for Medicaid knows that they do.
I spoke with Matea Brooks in Illinois, and that was the case for her. She went to a nonprofit when she found out she was pregnant.
They asked if I had insurance. I didn't know anything at the time, so I was just like, no, I don't think so. And I guess I seemed a little timid and scared. They were just, you know, real helpful. Like, here are some phone numbers to a Illinois department that could help you with that.
She called the state agency and went in person to apply. Her coverage started that day.
Okay, but we are talking about a government program here, so I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Of course. It takes some research. Each state has different requirements, but to apply, you'll likely have to provide your Social Security number, proof of residency, and proof of income. But it's good to know that when you're pregnant, you can make what some might consider a decent amount of money and still qualify for Medicaid.
I know here in Tennessee, if you're pregnant, the income ceiling to get coverage more than doubles compared to other eligible groups.
One more thing to keep in mind, you will have to prove you're pregnant, but they might take your word for it at first, then confirm with your provider later.
Okay, so once you're in, what exactly does Medicaid cover?
It really depends on the plan, which we say a lot with Medicaid. Matea didn't have to pay for any of her appointments, medication, or delivery. And I talked to another new mom, Ashley Farrell. She lost her job when she was pregnant and applied for Medicaid in Georgia. Her plan offered mental health care and other benefits.
Mine gave me a free breast pump. You can get postpartum supplies also. You get rewards for going to your appointments. They give you like grocery cards or gas cards. Some of them give car seats, your strollers.
Sounds like a pretty positive experience. But I do know from my reporting that not everyone feels this way about Medicaid.
Right. It can be complicated and stressful, even if you qualify, because it can be hard to find healthcare providers who accept Medicaid and are accepting new patients. But if it works out, it's one less thing to worry about in a season that's exciting and also a little scary.